We have heard how the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's example of wedding party, when the anchor is hooked to the ground, the boat does not move ahead at all. So the wedding party remained in one place only, in the same boat all night, when although the boatman was rowing. So the lesson that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur teaches through this story is that when we hold on to sinful habits and material attachments, which are like anchor in the bank of the river, then we don't proceed ahead in spiritual life, we are stuck. On the other hand, we hear in the Shastras, Namno hiyavati shakti papam nirharane hare tavat kartum na shaknoti patakam pataki naraha yatagadam viryatamam upayuktam yadrichaya ajanatopyatmagunam kuruvan mantriya udahkritaha. So these kind of verses offer promise that the chanting of the holy names will easily wash away all of our sinful reactions that we have accumulated, amassed for long periods of time, in many lifetimes also. So while these verses talk about the holy name's power to cleanse the sinful reactions, on the other hand, there are examples given how if we hold on to material attachments and sinful habits, we will remain stuck, we will not progress. Then is it not a contradiction? One may wonder. But actually the contradiction can be reconciled by understanding that one should not douse the holy fire that is awakened by the chanting of the holy name. Anyone who attentively and sincerely and seriously chants the holy name, a very powerful fiery spirit is created. But by indulgence in sinful habits and maintaining material attachments, that fire is doused, just like lighting a fire in a furnace and pouring water. Again, lighting fire and pouring water. So therefore, the scriptures say that the holy name is undoubtedly powerful, and it will exert its very potent influence in the heart of the chanter, who in a very one-pointed fashion, tasmad ekena manasa bhagavan satpatampati. So one who worships Krishna in a one-pointed way, with a focused way, without unnecessarily hurting himself with sinful habits, for such a person the fire will grow so powerful that unknowingly committed offenses, unknowingly committed sins can be easily burned to ashes. Like when the Shastras say that huge volumes of sinful reactions can be burned, these are all sinful activities done in the past for which the jiva is carrying the reactions now. Or these are sinful activities performed in the current life prior to coming to Krishna consciousness, when one was roaming in this world in a state of ignorance. But after having come to Krishna consciousness, having become awakened to the knowledge, it's like all the tube lights are on and the bell is ringing to get up in the morning for going to bathe, and still somebody covers himself with a blanket and tries to make one more effort to sleep further. So that one should not foolishly do. After having awakened to Krishna consciousness, after having seen the reality, what is Krishna, what is Maya? But in that state, if one still indulges in sin, then it goes into the seventh offense. Namno baladya sahi papa buddhihi, which is very difficult to cleanse, because we are betraying the holy name, or we are abusing the holy name for fulfilling our exploitative purpose of committing sin. Then it would be considered terrible sin. Otherwise, whatever a devotee in the past has unknowingly committed, if a devotee is sincerely repentant, then the holy name is able to wash away truckloads of sinful reactions. As Krishna himself says, Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami maashchaha. He gives assurance. So the wedding party example is given for a devotee who, after having taken to Krishna consciousness, is sluggish in his spiritual life, careless and inattentive, not serious, and takes the holy name cheaply for granted and does not value the holy name, the Lord who is agreeable to enter his heart and cleanse his heart, when one is careless about it, then one may remain stuck in one's material attachments. And such a person, even though he has the benefit and advantage of having the holy name to elevate him, he is dousing the holy fire by such ill behavior. So therefore, we cannot blame the potency of the holy name. Although the holy name is supremely potent, just like the sun is very powerful, but at the same time, if one has a cloud above one's head, then the cloud blocks the vision of the sun. One is unable to access the benefit of sunlight and the heat of the sun. Same way, a devotee who is materially attached and holds on to sinful habits is actually depriving himself of the benefits and opportunities that the very potent and powerful holy name is exerting, making himself available for any sincere chanter. Harinam Prabhu ki.